Hey everyone, welcome back to the Soikwe. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, embracing the present moment and letting go of those pesky regrets. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck between dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about the future? Like a hamster on that wheel going nowhere fast. Yeah, I get it. Today, we're diving deep into how stoicism can help us ditch the regret roller coaster and find peace in the here and now. Because honestly, the present moment is all we truly have, right? The past is gone, the future's yet to be written, but this beautiful, messy, chaotic now, that's where it's at. So, buckle up, my friends, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world and help you start living with a whole new level of intention and peace. Firstly, remember that regret is a thief. It steals our joy, our energy, and our focus on what truly matters. Those what-ifs and should-haves, they're just distractions from the good stuff happening right now. Think about it. Every decision we make, every experience we have, they shape who we are today. So instead of beating ourselves up over past choices, let's learn from them and move forward with grace. Secondly, practice gratitude. It might sound cheesy, but seriously, focusing on the good things in our lives, big or small, can shift our entire perspective. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a friend's smile, these little moments of joy add up to a fulfilling life. So start noticing them. Make a conscious effort to appreciate the simple things that bring you happiness. You'll be amazed at how much lighter you feel. Thirdly, focus on what you can control. We all have this internal urge to control everything around us, but let's be honest, it's just not possible. There are so many external factors beyond our grasp, traffic jams, unexpected bills, that one annoying coworker. You get the picture. Instead of stressing over things we can't change, let's channel our energy into what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Fourthly, embrace mindfulness. It's all about being present in this moment, fully engaged with your surroundings and your experiences. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot and really savoring each breath, each sensation, each interaction. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing can make a world of difference in calming your mind and grounding you in the present. And lastly, remember that you are worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment right now. This moment is yours. Don't wait for some future date to be happy, to feel worthy, to live your best life. Start living it now. Because trust me, when you embrace the present moment with open arms, the world just feels a whole lot brighter. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at a party, catching up with friends, and suddenly, a familiar face walks in, someone from your past, someone who hurt you deeply. Maybe it was a betrayal, a broken promise, or just plain unkindness. Your heart starts racing, memories flood back, and that familiar ache of regret kicks in. You attempted to avoid the situation, to disappear into the crowd, to replay all those old, painful moments in your head. But what if, instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the feeling, and chose to engage with kindness? What if you greeted this person with a smile, engaged in a conversation, and even offered forgiveness? I know, it sounds crazy, right? But here is the thing holding onto that anger, that resentment, that hurt. It's like carrying around a heavy weight. Letting go of those regrets, choosing to forgive, and moving forward with grace. That's where the real freedom lies. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened or condoning their actions. It means releasing the power they have over your present happiness. So, my friends, let's leave regret in the past where it belongs. Today, I want you to choose presence, gratitude, and kindness. Embrace the moments as they come, with all their complexities and joys. You are worthy of a life filled with peace, purpose, and genuine connection. Remember, this journey is about progress, not perfection. Every day is a fresh start. So let go of yesterday's worries and step into today with open arms and a grateful heart, ready to take action. Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode on social media using the hashtag #TheStoicWay. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.